Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of the Weekly Zeitgeist. These are some of our favorite segments from this week, all edited together into one nonstop infotainment laugh extravaganza. So without further ado, here is the Weekly Zeitgeist. What is something you think is underrated?
Produce. Specifically from the 99-cent store.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah, I do the majority. I am a poor, and I do the majority of my grocery shopping at the 99-cent store. Okay. Or I hit up the 99-cent store first.
Okay.
And then, you know, you move up from
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah,
right. But you start at the bottom.
Okay.
Now we're here.
Yeah.
Right.
They got good stuff.
Yeah. Oh, that's the fucking thing about the 99-cent store. You're like, yo, this is like all shit in the normal store.
Exactly.
But just because.
Organic.
Right. Yeah. Check out the 99.
They got soy milk? Like, they got stuff.
Yeah, my grandfather only buy candy at the 99 cent store. He's like,
that's
everywhere
a very grandfather
else.
Thing.
Yeah, he's like, it's a scam everywhere else. He's like, they got Nutrageous there. He's like, so why should I not go to the 99 cent store?
What else do you need?
Yeah,
like, I like that that's his baseline. Yeah. Like, what, you think they don't have Nutrageous?
Yeah. Oh, they got, oh, what you want? Yeah. Nutrageous. They got Nutrageous.
Snickers. Well, they got Nutrageous.
They got that too. They got big ass Snickers there too from 3 years ago.
For 99 cents?
Fuck yeah, you can get like three Nutrageous.
Yeah.
Depending on, you know, because it all depends
you
on the
three
stock.
Three Nutrageous, you just keep going back to Nutrageous.
Yo, it's because that's my, it's the same shit. Like, we fuck with the 99 cent store. So, all praise to 99.
Does he break down, like, tax cuts and things like that into Nutrageouses and how many Nutrageous?
Nah, I mean, he's a little bit older now, so he's just, you know, he's keeping it as simple. You know, he bird's eye view on everything. He's like, look. I'm not paying fucking retail. Because sometimes, like you said, if they get a lot of inventory, then it's not just like, oh, you get 2 for $99. They might do the wild like 4 for $99.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
then what? Wow. And then what, Jack?
I'm asking you.
You're going to go to 7-Eleven?
Right.
Fuck that.
Yeah, 7-Eleven is the opposite.
Yeah.
7-Eleven, if you try and buy anything
you're a fucking
there.
Rube if you buy candy at 7-Eleven.
But 7-Eleven, it's like, you know, national emergency standards where they know if you're trying to like buy diapers or something from 7-Eleven, it's because you need them right then.
Right.
Like
yeah.
that's the, so they just gouge you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's so true.
Yeah. Ah, well, fucking 7-Eleven.
We're just trying to spread the joy. Is 99 national?
I think it is.
Well,
yeah.
like everyone has a version, right? If you don't have 99, you have dollar store or whatever.
Right.
Dollar Tree.
Yeah.
But think about how much you're saving.
We're saving
at the 99.
A fucking cent, dog, I know. You know what I mean?
No. Idiots. Yeah. There's one here in LA that I recommend. I got a rep, Dollar King.
Oh, yeah. Dollar King.
Just real quick, just so people know about Dollar King. Mm-hmm. And then we can move on.
Okay.
That's
I love the
probably...
Dollar King hat you're rocking too. Right now.
I bought sage at the Dollar King. Okay,
like for like smudging sage.
Yeah,
or like sage like herbs to cook with.
No, like
the dried
smudging.
Out.
Yeah, but that's like that's peak LA, but that's also like
yo go around the corner to the Wild Crystal shop and they're like yeah for a bundle of sage it's like $18.
Exactly.
And you're like, get the fuck out of my face.
Okay, you just moved. Did you smudge your home with sage?
Do I look crazy? Of course I did.
I did.
Yeah, I got them fucking the energy out, and
the
then
energy,
I had some Palo Santo. You know,
oh nice.
Brought that. I really like how Palo Santo is my new, you know, Nag Champa.
But that's more of a fragrant thing. That's not like you're not warding off evil spirits.
I mean, I don't even necessarily just do the sage thing for like because I'm attaching it. Like I just I don't know. Like I grew up seeing like my dad did it, and I was like I don't know. Incense is big in Japan too. Yeah. Like, so I'm just like, yeah, fuck it, this incense, just bring it around. If people are like, it's great for energy, I'm like, well, then great.
And if it happens to ward off evil
then
spirits,
great. That's a bonus. That's,
yeah, exactly.
Honestly, I'm trying to attract them because I have a lot of beef with spirits that are unfinished. So,
yeah.
Anyway, that's in a whole other show.
Yeah. Miles is always riding on the bow of ships, screaming at the evil spirits, come take me, you
come
cowards.
Take, exactly.
Yeah, like Lieutenant Dan.
What are you waiting for?
I've got
for?
All the new hip movie references.
What are you waiting for? Earlier. I'm right here. What are you waiting for? Kill me.
The Fugitive and Forrest Gump, making a lot of timely movie references. Yeah, no, I mean, I just found out about smudging. Because I'm not as hip and cool as you guys. So we're going to smudge our house. We already did the chicken sacrifice, but we haven't done the smudge.
And were you able to fill how many rum bottles with the blood?
We actually just painted the walls with
it. Oh, great. Yeah. Okay.
All right, let's check in real briefly with the Trumposphere. Rudy Giuliani responded to the details of the Michael Cohen sentencing and just everything by saying, quote, nobody got killed, nobody got robbed, this was not a big crime. Felony, campaign finance.
That's what he's saying. That's where they're at now. That's the level of defense coming out of this lawyer.
Nobody
is nobody got killed. Nobody got robbed.
Yes.
I would actually argue that people did get robbed.
Yeah,
right.
Robbed
American
for
people
sure.
Were
robbed, absolutely.
Straight hoodwinked. But then he followed it up. He then had to tweet out, goes, correction. Okay, I didn't say payments were not a big crime. I've said consistently that the Daniels and McDougal payments are not crimes and tweeted a great article yesterday making that point. If it isn't a witch hunt, why are they pursuing a non-crime?
Right.
So it's a non-crime that Michael Cohen is still having to do 3 years for.
Sounds like a crime.
After cooperating?
Yes.
Like after the sentence coming down? Yeah, that sounds like a real non-crime.
Real non-crime.
But apparently I heard rumblings about the prison facility he's going to is like it's club fed.
So, oh,
really?
Course, yeah. Of course.
I mean, come on. Teach these people a fucking lesson, man. Put them in Gen Pop fucking Rikers or some shit.
Can that you imagine?
I mean, what? But I'm saying, like, you know what I mean? That's like the other weird, shitty thing about the criminal justice system is like, okay, and then if you do white collar crime, we don't want to put you with the violent criminals.
There's the suburbs
because
of jail.
Yeah, because we're putting you on white timeout.
Right.
Yeah, white timeout.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Face the corner.
Meanwhile, people are fucking dying in solitary at these other prisons.
Yeah.
And they're like,
yeah.
And they're like, it was the bocce court? Was the grass cut low enough for you guys? Do you want to play a game of petanque later?
Right. Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, that's, I think it's just very telling of how, you know, where we're at in terms of the panic levels within the administration that we're actually at the part where, because remember, Truth Isn't Truth was the last hot fucking single from MC Giuliani.
Right.
And now it's, ain't nobody got killed, nobody got robbed.
Not
that
a big
one,
crime.
That slaps. Yeah. Honestly, it slaps.
Nobody got killed.
Nobody got robbed.
Like, you know? So we'll see what happens there. But it doesn't, I think they know that it's getting worse and worse. And again, this could be us living in our fantasy world where we're hoping that's the case. But objectively, it looks like more dominoes are falling down.
Yeah. Real quick, I just wanted to check in with the good people of Johnson & Johnson. I've always trusted them with my children's safety.
Oh, no.
I use their no tears baby shampoo. And you guys, just when you think that this whole unregulated corporatocracy thing is going to work out just fine, a story like this comes along because Reuters investigation found that a scientist came to Johnson & Johnson in 1971 with his finding that Johnson & Johnson baby powder, a product that's everywhere from like the fucking scores table in NBA games to, you know, on every baby's butt for the past 40 years, that product causes cancer. It has asbestos in it because when you mine talc, which it's talcum powder, when you mine talc, it's often found close by asbestos. And so sporadically, they would just get these big pockets of asbestos that would end up in their baby powder.
So it's not that they're adding it, that in the process of mining talc, you'll encounter you'll encounter asbestos that then just gets in the mix.
That gets in the mix. Right.
And this is like massive productions.
Right. And instead of heeding this scientist's warning, they put him on an internal list of hostile persons.
Oh, Lord.
And, you know, banned him. And there have since been thousands of cases of people who died from mesothelioma, which is a disease that almost exclusively comes from somehow inhaling asbestos.
Right.
Getting asbestos in your lungs. So that's really how this came to light, is people were like, well, I didn't work in asbestos mines.
I got
like
19 kids, though.
Right. Yeah, exactly. They wrote about this one woman who had two daughters and was a masseuse, and so she just worked with baby powder
quite a bit.
And yeah, that's how she got it.
Fuck. How? I mean, like, honestly, what you'd think at some level, right, that if you know about the process of mining talcum or talc,
right,
that you'd know that this is something that can happen.
Yep.
Not even just on the Johnson & Johnson side, like on just like a minerals side, like a scientist level.
Yeah.
That, you know, I'm sure there's some crazy backstory of how many people it took to suppress this information.
Right.
And we're finding this out now that this happened?
Yes.
Has there been any kind of class action lawsuit or something against Johnson & Johnson about
this? Yeah, I think there's been thousands of lawsuits.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right. And now they have like a smoking gun where they're saying like, hey, I told you in the 70s.
Reuters uncovered a bunch of documents where they found out in the 70s that this was happening. And
yeah, the 70s were a wild time, man.
And that's the thing about lawsuits is like you can sue a corporation, and pharmaceutical companies are like famous for this. Like they'll get sued by, you know, wrongful death suits and stuff like that. And even after paying all of these suits, they've still made way more money.
Yeah.
So it's not, it's based kind of just something they factor in.
Yeah. Right.
Like, yeah, we'll pay these people off because they died, but then we'll keep selling this product to everyone else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I thought that talc was like, I thought we all were kind of weary of talc in recent years.
I don't know. I mean, I put it on my
because there were
scrotum,
other like spray
because of the friction
in between my thighs when I'm walking. Yeah, but there have been other studies that have come out about talcum powder and how it leads to cancer. So it's interesting that baby powder wasn't under siege when all of that was happening.
I think it's just like good PR though. They're like, yo, keep some stories off the spotlight.
That's the problem with corporatocracies is these people who have all the money, these giant corporations have all the money to keep stories under wraps and keep the shit they don't want.
It's,
in the
you know what's funny? As a kid, I hated the smell of baby powder. Like I fucking hated it. My mom was like, "You just hated that shit."
Huh.
And as like, and I would get near it, I'm like, "Oh, like
you could smell the asbestos." Is that
I
what
don't
you're
know
saying?
What it was. I just didn't like it. And maybe what I'm saying is, you know, my olfactory senses were just so off the charts.
Yeah.
That I was able to sense asbestos.
You're
but
like a bloodhound.
No, yeah. But I mean,
you're like one of those dogs that can smell cancer.
Yeah, that's those
Yo,
dogs.
Yo, shout
very
out
amazing.
To Jacoby and Myers though, and everybody else who's about to start running those mesothelioma commercials again.
Right.
Because
yeah.
It's lit.
I mean, yeah. Now to know.
Did you
think
sit front row at a LeBron James basketball game?
Right.
Because.
Did you go to witness the goat?
Yeah.
Right.
Were you a witness?
Right. Yeah. Then you might be entitled to.
Yeah. Cash settlements.
Right.
So what's the is there an alternative product for parents to other than baby powder?
I'm sure there is.
Do you use baby powder with your kids?
I haven't. No.
So what do you
use?
What is it for? Just to dry up your asshole?
Vaseline, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can
what's
either,
it for, really?
Well, because diaper rash.
I don't know shit.
You can either go one or two ways.
From the friction of the diaper?
No, from like the
moisture.
Diapers get moist.
Yeah,
and like
that causes
skin.
The, okay,
yeah.
Right.
So you changing the baby frequently helps, but also like having some kind of barrier. Some people use diaper rash cream, but that's usually like after the fact that they already have the rash. But like powders can keep the area dry so the kids don't. Their skin isn't irritated.
But you
putting some
Vaseline
on
like it's a
brick. Yeah, it works the same way.
Like you're wrapping up a brick. Okay.
Yeah. Wrapping up a brick, but it's your baby.
Right. I've only handled
the only other precious thing I've ever handled
is bricks of cocaine.
I mean, the shits are worth more than a kid.
I mean,
I don't know, man.
On
have
to
you
some
see what you
stores.
Can get for a 2-year-old on the market. I'm always just monitoring.
Oh, you're just monitoring. Yeah. Like,
well, it depends on the ethnicity.
It's like the stock market. You're like,
blue eyes. Whoa,
going up.
It's like Yeezys.
Right.
Anyway, so Postmates, huh?
Yeah, Postmates.
They're just
starting to use robots. The future is here.
Yeah.
Because they are starting to use little delivery robots, or they're planning on using delivery robots that they have somehow decided will not get kicked over immediately.
I mean, when you look at this thing, I mean, I'm 34 and I still want to just kick the shit out of it. Like I'm 12 years old.
Right.
And not because I don't like the thing, it's because I'm a Luddite.
Right.
I don't like technology. But yeah, there's something about it that I just feel like, you know, we're not quite used to robots yet. Like, we're already throwing bird scooters in the LA River because we're like, what the fuck is this thing?
Yeah.
And some people use them. But I can't imagine you see this little, basically like cooler on wheels with
That's
eyes.
That's what it looks like, yeah.
Yeah, like rolling down the street and someone's not going to fuck with it. Or, you know, you might try and open it yourself and get the food out of it.
Right.
Like where are you going, little Postmate?
Right. I'm assuming it has
a code or something to get inside.
Lock of it. What does have it? So this thing is capable of carrying, like, I think 50 pounds and can run on a battery that will give it a range of 30 miles. So they say 12 deliveries a day. But Postmate's like, worry not. We're not trying to tucker jobs.
Right.
We're trying to help our human Postmates work smarter. So they're saying, like, in places like where parking's a mess, you can just send the robot out real quick to even bring the food from the restaurant to the driver so the driver doesn't have to circle the block to find a parking spot.
So this is more for like them internally. It's not like I could send this Postmate robot to my man's house and see what he doing.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I mean, I'm sure if you confiscated one and you had a programmer who was savvy enough, you could maybe rework its programming.
Like I use
to
it to like go inside his house
Look,
and see.
What are you doing?
Yeah, who's over there? All over there. Okay.
Inside you're hiding, you're like, it's your poop.
I'm in the
Postmate. You're like, surprise, motherfucker.
This would make a lot more sense if it was a drone, because you can't kick drones over.
Ooh,
they're
facts.
Flying through the air.
But how much Chipotle can you carry on a drone?
Exactly.
That's a good question.
Not 50 pounds.
Yeah, apparently not.
But I guess, I think the other thing, too, is, though, if you live close enough, they are experimenting with it just taking it straight to your house, too.
Oh.
But L.A., we'll be the first city to see it in use next year. So
it's too many people out on the street with nothing to do.
Yeah. Well, luckily, like, this isn't a real pedestrian-friendly.
Yeah.
Like, no one's really walking anyway. So
I mean, but they're kicking it. Like, you're talking about, like, central L.A.?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. I mean, like, there are definitely places where there's good pedestrian traffic, but I feel like, where I live in the valley, like, there are parts where it'll just be,
if
like, rolling
the
down
valley,
the lonely street.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I wonder, like, how this is going to change just the feel of the city to have little, like, droids rolling around your knees. Like,
that's the sensation I feel like I'm going to will be weird.
I
where
feel
we're like,
I'm in
oh,
the
we're there.
Right.
I know, but I was, as a child, I was excited about it. But now when I really think about it, like, if I see this thing coming by, like, I'm going to stop and be like, okay. So that's where we're here already.
Yeah.
Like, a little robot, little food delivery robots.
Right.
Maybe that's why I like drones. Just keep them out of my house.
Right. Or I don't want the robot coming to my house. I don't know who else is going to tap into this. I mean, Apple Pay just started and the scammers are already all over that shit.
On Apple Pay?
Oh, hell yeah.
What's the new scam on
Apple
Pay?
Well, you know, Brooklyn is really the heart and center of all scams.
Uh-huh.
Really?
You know, like everything comes out of New York and then it kind of spreads and people learn how to do it elsewhere. But right now, Apple Pay is so lit. Like, people are learning how
to just like swipe your information.
Yeah, they're
off
learning. They're learning how to basically hack people's phones or get into their Apple Pay and then use their card information to like buy gift cards at stores and like rack up all this money.
Okay.
And it's easier than like stealing people's credit card information and cloning their cards.
So like, I don't need a little Postmates pulling up to my house. Right. The next thing I know, the scammers have all my deeds.
Right.
I'll take the regular John, Tony, Kristen is outside. I'll come outside.
I don't like them coming to my door.
Oh, no, absolutely. I don't need
Because I look like, if someone catches me off guard for a delivery, I just look terrible. I need to like look like a guy.
Oh, you try to look nice? Oh, no, I come
It's not that I try to look nice. I try to look like a guy who's not eating food for three just for one.
Yeah.
You try to look like you have a family?
I'm like, yeah, hold on, I'll be right out. Yeah, the food's outside. And they're like, yeah, you got a party going? I'm like, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
no.
It's big party. Big party inside.
It's very quiet.
Yeah. You know, silent.
Well, we have Fuller House on pause. We're going to do a marathon.
Yeah. Why are y'all in my business?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
And we're back. And this was a story I saw all over the place yesterday and over the weekend about whether the hot dog is technically a taco. It seemed very stupid to me. And then you kind of pointed out to me, Miles, that this is based on a comprehensive cube rule of food and how starches interact with the food that they're surrounding.
Yeah, it is. I mean, is the hot dog a sandwich debate has been something the internet has been talking about for a long time. I think even Stephen Colbert asked Ruth Bader Ginsburg to weigh in on like what her beliefs were. And in the Washington Post, they found they're going off this dude who came up with the cube rule. He basically, this man says there are 8 categories of food, all defined by the placement of starch. So use the cube as your guideline for like how you can define what each dish is. So if there's If the starch is on the bottom and you have shit on top, it's toast. If you have sandwich on top,
open face sandwich.
Yeah, on top and bottom, it's a sandwich. If it is a U-shaped starch, it is a taco. If it's a four-sided starch covering with the ends exposed, it's sushi.
Like a sushi roll.
Yeah, like a sushi roll. If you just have five sides with an open top, like a bread bowl, that's a soup or salad with bread bowl. Okay?
Okay.
So,
okay.
Uh-huh. Like, so it's like technically like a pumpkin pie would be a bread bowl salad.
Yeah.
Because of this. Now, if it's completely encased in starch, it's a calzone.
Right.
Yeah. So those are the rules that this man has put
this
out.
This is starch-based food.
Yes, this is all starch-based soup. However, now if there is starch, but it's a mismatch and it's not like in a specific place according to like the visualization of a cube, for example, fried rice or mashed potatoes or poutine, those are salads.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I so mean,
come on.
Fried chicken is a calzone because the breading is all around it.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
I always knew that. That fried chicken was a calzone.
By science.
Yes.
Fried chicken is a calzone.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a very odd way to look at it, but this is someone trying to make sense to be like, well, let's really talk about starch placement.
I do want to go to KFC and like, give me a bucket of calzone.
Right.
Chicken calzones.
Chicken calzones.
Well, I guess, but by this roll, though, too, like if you did like a hero that's just a roll just split down the middle.
That's a taco.
That's a taco then.
Yeah.
That's not even a sandwich.
Yeah. What is a pita? Because a pita is kind of basically a...
That's a bread bowl.
Bread bowl on its side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A typical
like a
bread
lazy
bowl.
Bread bowl.
Yeah. Yes. So these are just very, you know...
I like that they went with, for number one, the most important one, the one that they first had to start out with, they went with toast instead of pizza.
Yeah. I think just trying to keep
so
it simple.
So pizza is just toast?
Yeah, that's
well, toast. Is
it's
like a
it's a subcategory. It's a sub. It's part of the toast kingdom,
right? Or an open face sandwich, you could call it. But toast is like a very specific thing.
Well, yeah, a lot of these descriptions, I'm like, does it have to be? I guess the sushi is the only way to describe that, or bread bowl, or calzone.
Yeah, no, that's my favorite part is when he's like, and somebody's like, what's sushi then? And he's like, well, it's just sushi.
Right.
Right. Like he kind of gets stubborn at the end.
Right, right. Well, that's a sushi.
Well, yeah, except
like, well, and a bread bowl?
What if it's encased? And they're like, well, that's a calzone. Yeah, right. But what about this? You're like, it's fried chicken's a calzone.
Well,
get
but
out
actually,
of my office.
So sushi is not sushi. Sushi rolls are sushi, but sushi that is just on a piece of
rice,
like
well,
rice on a
toast.
Piece would be toast.
Yeah.
So sushi is toast. And sushi
nah,
rolls
that's,
are sushi.
Man, now that you say that, he lost. I cannot abide.
Yeah, there's a lot of holes
not toast.
In his.
I mean, but it's just funny because it's an interesting way to visualize it. But yeah, a lot of, I guess I don't like that we're going to reduce something that's so specific to being like, well, that's toast.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I don't like that that people have to be like, well, what's a hot dog? Or it's a fucking hot dog.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Like
well,
that
yeah,
panini
I guess
is a panini. Yes, fried chicken is fried chicken.
Yeah, this is...
That's a sandwich.
Right.
Yes, that's a taco.
Right.
Yes.
Weren't we just talking about how people need to be bored again?
Yes.
So now they're like, how do I
Well, no, but this is what we
laws.
Do instead of boredom. See, there is like a bottomless bucket of shit like this that we can just focus on and think about instead of
this used
of
to be
like,
for drunk people.
Right.
These conferences. This used to be for drunk people at a bar being like, no, a hot dog's a taco.
Right. Except that conversation ended up like, that used to just die right there at the bar and they wouldn't even remember they had it the next day.
Yes.
But because somebody had a drunk conversation online, that got preserved and then spread worldwide, and now everybody's thinking about it.
Yes.
And that's
I
what
think
we're thinking
viral
about.
Is the right
instead
word.
Of, hey, I wonder what that neighbor's up to.
Right.
Like,
exactly.
Why does he never come
it's
out
like
the
sushi.
Front door?
I think
he
it's
only goes
still
up the
there,
back
though.
Door.
I think we're wired more than a lot of people because of where we live. I still think, like, I go back to visit my family in East Tennessee, and they still know what their people are doing.
I also think it's very generational for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah. But I think, I mean, also, I think in a small town, Facebook or whatever, that's how they're doing that.
Right. And they grew up around each other
yes.
a lot of the time.
So they know yeah. who's, like, every time I go back, I don't have Facebook. I have a fan page. But I go back and do a show the Wednesday night before Thanksgiving in my hometown. And I always, like, when I'm promoting it, I get to catch up on Facebook.
Right.
What all my friends are doing.
Uh-huh.
And then it's all right there. That's, they live, I mean, it's, but they're not doing anything bad. It's right. just like, I know who dumped who and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And it's weird when I'm like, hey, yeah, you're with so-and-so. And they're like, how'd you even know that?
Right. But that's a conversation that would have taken place over beers before Facebook. And now it takes place in a room by yourself, like in 20.
Yeah, when I'm in Des Moines.
In 10 minutes. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Exactly, yeah.
So well, it is a lonelier experience still.
It's funny because there were like lawsuits over the definition of a burrito, right? Oh, so there was a Panera Bread that tried to argue in a court in Massachusetts that a burrito is a sandwich because a Qdoba, the Mexican restaurant, opened up at the mall food court, and they had an agreement. They said, you're violating the shopping, the food court contract, because they said, we would be the only sandwich racket in town.
Right.
And then they're out here being like, this is, they're like, the burrito's a sandwich.
Right.
And the judge was like, nah, man, the burrito is not a sandwich.
This is, dude.
And the USDA Food Standards and Labeling Policy Book describes a burrito as a Mexican sandwich-like product.
Uh-huh. It's and a Mexican again, calzone, isn't it?
But that's what this man is saying. He's like, right. nah, this is, he's like, because this guy on Twitter, you can submit things to him and be like, well, what's a gusher? And he's like, that's a calzone.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But no, it's not, because that's not starch.
This is what, again, that I'm not, you know, I don't, I'm not
making Miles, it's
you
not.
This is this guy.
You also send me a question, you're like, what's a blowjob feel like? And he's like, pass.
Pass.
Right.
What's sexy?
It's like sushi. Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
She makes a sushi out of her mouth. And
yeah.
It's a burrito.
It's right. actually a it's actually a bread bowl.
If she does it right, it's a burrito.
But so it's just, because he, like, it's funny because the response is when someone's like, well, what's a burrito? His answer's like, that would be a topic of debate. It's created with a single tortilla roll. By nature, it feels like more of a four-sided object. I would be willing to consider it as a calzone as well. Yeah.
And I like going into business thinking like, okay, that is some like mafia style business practices where you're like, yo, no one else can do what I'm doing in this area.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right.
And they're like, okay, but we're going to have burritos. No.
No.
Yeah. People can eat those.
Well, right. Corporations left to their own devices without regulation immediately become the mob, it seems like.
Well, that's where they stole their business model.
Yeah, exactly.
Because all the money goes to the top.
Right.
And then.
Yeah, and you just shake people down.
And you align yourself with other goons to protect you from the other ones.
Yeah, and you're so powerful, no one can do anything.
All right, guys, let's talk about what's going on in Washington and with the Trump administration. I think just a good mood setting is for us to play the audio from a television ad that was just started airing today.
Right, Brad Parscale, who, you know, like was his social media guy, now running his campaign, just dropped a fucking sick ad for Trump 2020. I think we'll know a lot about what's happening right now if we just listen to this new TV ad.
This is Brad Parscale, campaign manager for President Trump. President Trump has achieved more during his time in office than any president in history. And that is why I need every Trump supporter to pick up the phone right now and deliver a personal thank you to your president. We have a booming economy, historic low unemployment, including the lowest unemployment rate for minorities in history.
Hallelujah!
We're bringing jobs back to America through new trade deals, and the world is a safer place. We need to let President Trump know that we appreciate what he's doing for America. I need you to call the number on your screen and deliver a thank you to President Trump. Call or go online now.
What? Call 800-684-3043 now and press 1 to tell President Trump thank you.
Thank you, President Trump.
Thank you, President Trump.
Thank you, President Trump.
President Trump needs to hear from his supporters by calling 800-684-3043.
Guys, he's down in the dumps.
Hey,
guys.
Have you visited Grandpa at the home?
He's not doing well.
Go visit him. Come visit me.
It's like a depressed friend who people are like looking out for.
Yeah, well, I mean, what the fuck was that?
I mean, are we going to learn that there's like some sort of scheme to this?
Should we call it right now? And just be like, yo, eat shit, Donald Trump.
It's going to ask for your social
from
security.
From the Daily Zeitgeist, eat my ass.
Right.
In a not good way. In the not millennial sexy way.
So why does he need cheering up? Why is, rather than like trying to get people to contribute or to, you know, give them some sort of information so that they can stay in touch with them for the 2020 campaign, they're just having them call in and their call to action is just be like, thanks, man. Hey, you're actually better than they say.
Hey, you're all right, man.
Yeah, don't worry too much about it.
Keep your hair up.
So why is he so down in the dumps? And we're going to get into, I think, most of these in a little more detail. But so he's not getting the border wall. He's not getting the money for the border wall, which we knew. There was that meeting with Nancy and Chuck where he was like, oh, I could get the votes if I wanted to.
So, yeah, go. All right, tough guy. Do it.
Yeah, go do that. Go do that. And he then said, I'm happy to shut down the government to get funding for the border wall. And then I guess they went and looked at polls and realized that that was wildly unpopular.
Yeah.
So now he just backed down from that, which he does not like to do, back down from things.
Well, if you look, if you look at him, his whole life is puff your chest up, bluff, 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 take the L.
Right.
He never fucking gets what he wants. It's like, yeah, okay, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see if we can find the money somewhere else. It's like what the arc was.
Right.
And that's what they said today to try and sidestep that. Just, I mean, really, yeah, but that wasn't a good look for
him. That was not good. And also not good is that it's happening on the same day that he had to dissolve the Trump Foundation because it's been exposed as a criminal organization.
Enterprise, yeah,
yeah, criminal enterprise.
Fucking,
Which, you know, this was the way that he claimed he was giving back to the community. And it turns out, no, it was just his favorite way to disguise crimes, and he can't do that anymore. And the people around him are doing so badly that they're starting to try and sell, like, knickknacks, basically.
Well, yeah, a lot of people are either, look, there are things they can't get paid for, or they want things they can't afford, or they're just upside down with legal fees.
Right,
underwater.
Legal fees, yes.
They're just drowning in legal fees. So, yeah, a lot of people have come up with very clever things. Eric Trump, you know, was out there being like, hey, you guys should check out this really cool, these Christmas ornaments that were like $60 or something. And everyone was like, what the fuck is this?
Right.
Like, what are you trying to do? And again, I think it's probably trying to be like, we need to sort of generate some money on the side here to help other things. And I'm like, okay, what's that? Then there was like this really cool, like, crowdfunding campaign to try and build the wall with people putting their own fucking money in.
How much they get?
I don't even know. I mean, like, one person.
All they need is $5 bills.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, you know, the Koch brothers should, where y'all at with that? Even though that's something they actually don't want. And that was another thing that happened. I think someone else suggested, like, well, why don't we just sell bonds to build it?
Right.
Like, what? Like as this, like, when we used to buy, like, war bonds to help the war effort, like, now you want us to just build a wall?
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, buy a, like, build a wall.
See?
Pay for a brick in the wall with your name on it. So when people seeking fucking asylum will know who to fucking go after when they actually get in here to be like,
literally
surprise.
Put your name on a monument to racism.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then I think the saddest one comes from old Roger Stone.
Right.
Where he was selling what he calls the Roger Stone. And it is what he describes of, is an exact replica of the stone that David used to take down Goliath with Roger Stone's autograph on it.
It's a stone with Roger written on it.
He's selling a motherfucking rock with, he writes his name on it.
Oh, wow.
And he's selling them for $8.
Mm-hmm.
So he is having some really...
That's where we're at, guys.
That's where we're at. Roger Stone is coming up with pun gifts, which this was so fucking sad, we considered buying it.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I also don't want to help this motherfucker in any way. And I realized I can make my own Roger Stone.
Yeah.
I'll just write Roger on a fucking stone.
Right. But will it be authentic?
Right.
Will it be the exact stone that David threw to slay Goliath?
Right. Because as we know, Roger Stone did do a whole forensic analysis of the slaying of Goliath.
Yes.
In which he does have the sling that David used.
That's what he's mainly known for.
He has Goliath's skull.
Right.
To see the traumatic brain injury, just massive head trauma that he got from the rock. And then from there, also found the actual weapon used in the killing.
Mm-hmm.
And then made that in a mold. Look, I can keep going. But yeah, let's just say that this is it. He's got the stone.
It's a weird, weird claim to make just all around.
I'm just picturing him like sitting at a desk with just like a pile of stones around him being like, next, and having to sign each one.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's rough times behind closed doors with Roger Stone when he's just like, okay, what can we do? We'll just get a bunch of rocks and then stamp my first name on them.
Right. And then his phone goes off and this is his ringtone. Oh, no. Yeah, he's got... I mean, look, and that's why he had to go out and like take out ads like to apologize for spreading fucking bullshit on InfoWars.
Yes.
He's just in... man, it's all just, it's slowly, I know like every week we're like, we always try and be like, well, I don't know if this was really going on. I mean, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
It looks like things are at least progressing in a much faster rate. Yeah. So I think we're seeing.
Things are speeding up and they're turning out as bad as they could possibly turn out, it seems like, for everybody in the Trump orbit.
A Christmas miracle.
It's apparently not a miracle. It's just exactly...
eventuality.
It's exactly what you suspected when you were like, is he like trying to get away with that? But that's a little too transparent.
Right, right,
is
right.
he just like a really bad criminal? And it's like, oh yeah, yeah. just a really bad criminal, turns yeah. out. Let's talk about Rudy Giuliani, guys.
Oh, rude boy Giuliani. The rudest lawyer in town. And not... He's not even, can we call him a lawyer at this point? He's a guy who is pretending to be a lawyer and is constantly exacerbating problems and not even making points that make any legal sense.
Right.
And it got really good
this
weekend.
But he talks about law stuff, so therein
right.
he's like a WWE character who is a lawyer.
Right,
like
right, right.
He talks
right.
about law stuff.
Right. He's like, and here comes Legal Eagle into right. the ring. Right. He's got a briefcase and an amicus brief.
Yes.
So... Yeah, over the weekend, you know, he was doing his weekend dementia tour of news outlets, and he went on CNN and was basically talking about, you know, he kept going on and on about, he was making those points about how Flynn was set up, which that take didn't age well at all. Then he said another thing about how Trump and how he's really not Russian, has nothing to do with Russia ever, didn't do anything with Russia, I guess. And he said, up until November 2016... they could have had a conversation about Trump Tower Moscow, meaning the Trump camp and the Russians, and it went nowhere. It was a real estate project. There was a letter of intent to go forward, but no one signed it.
Right. A letter of intent's nothing. Nobody
yeah,
signed it.
Exactly.
Didn't
smash
go anywhere.
Cut to Chris Cuomo on Tuesday night, literally holding the receipt up to the camera
right.
and being like, Rudy, here is the letter of intent signed by Donald Trump. And at this point, we all know Donald Trump's signature because it looks like his messed up EKG reading.
Right.
And it was just like, it's just there. It's all there. And this isn't anything new because, first of all, Michael Cohen and Donald Jr. testified in front of Congress and said the letter of intent was signed. They're just saying like, it, you know, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So again, I don't know if they just don't even know how to lie anymore or whatever, but this isn't a new point. And we've always suspected that this was going on and knew this was happening. It was just funny that it was just the evidence was just so clear this time. We're like, no, this never happened. Cut to I'm holding up the agreement being signed.
Right.
From what I saw, Rudy Giuliani then came on and said, of course Trump signed the letter of intent.
Yeah.
What? It's a letter of intent. Of course he would sign it.
Yeah.
Truth is not truth.
Well, what he did was he actually went further. He goes, he said it was fine because the letter was, quote, bullshit.
Uh-huh.
He said it didn't because it didn't go anywhere. And he's like, that was the end of it, you know? And this is a quote. It means nothing but an expression of interest that means very little unless it goes to a contract, and it never did.
But
yeah.
So this is all about the Trump Tower in Moscow, which was being negotiated all through the 2016 presidential election up through, I think,
November of 2016.
Yeah.
Quite like possibly.
Up through the election. And that's why people think it's weird, because they were exchanging all sorts of favors. They were, you know, doing little things like helping him get elected president of the United States. And he was, you know, telling them not to worry about those sanctions and going behind the back of the sitting U.S. president.
Yeah.
And people are like, wait, and they were in the midst of this like business deal?
Right, and the whole campaign trail literally saying, I don't know Russia.
Right.
I have nothing to do with Russia. I don't know Russia.
Right.
What's Russia?
Right. Okay, hey, Russia, if you're listening.
But then, hey, Russia, yeah. if you're listening, I love it.
Right.
But also, I don't know Russia. I don't know anything to do with Russia. And then he even knows a little bit of Russian, because remember those like video clips of him like speaking Russian kind of well?
No.
Like, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think he learned it just like as part of like a PR thing. But like he said this thing pretty, I was impressed because I don't really give him any credit for any kind of skill. But he surprisingly had a little bit to say in Russian pretty clearly. But I think when you also look at the actual letter of intent, like sort of what this deal looked like, they were possibly going to make hundreds of millions of dollars if this thing happened, like from licensing and all this other shit. So when you're looking at that, this is a deal that the Trump organization has never made ever in the history of its organization. This would have been the single largest deal the Trumps ever like like put together.
The Trump Organization.
Yeah. His and like business. Some suspect you could have combined all the other deals in the past and it still wouldn't add up to what could have potentially been made had the Trump Moscow Tower been a thing.
Right.
So wow. When you look at that and you go, oh, okay, so there's your carrot.
Right.
And then like you're saying, it's like, okay, so money for Trump plus help to swindle the election equals no sanctions for Russia.
Yeah.
I think you can see what the dynamics here are. And even if there was no, the deal didn't go anywhere, there's clearly a letter of intent for it to go somewhere.
Right.
But again, you know, what do we know? We're just podcasters who wildly but then, speculate.
Isn't that saying something also then that he would have bent over backwards and did all the stuff that he did and compromised himself and went on to national TV in the debates and talked about how great Russia is and how we should, you know, take it easy on him. And then he still didn't get the Trump Tower. Like Putin still was like, nah, thanks a lot, chump.
Yeah, maybe that could have been the masterwork of Putin where he's like, I will just draw you in just enough that I have you basically in my hand.
Right.
And then blow the deal up and I'm hopefully can still get what I want. I mean, it's again.
Well, I think they didn't go through with it because he got elected. Like, I think most of this was based on the idea that he wasn't going to get elected. And then they once all of the shit started coming out, they realized it would look bad.
But they need him to get elected for him to lift the sanctions. Like, there's no point.
That's a good point.
There's no reason for them to help him become the president because it's not like Hillary was going to lift the sanctions.
Right.
So that's where it gets interesting. But again, that's like the compromat part where now it's like, oh, we have a lot of documentation of all this stuff, whatever. I mean, who knows what else it is. But yeah.
Plus something not looking good. It doesn't seem to be like really Trump's MO, concern. You know?
Yeah.
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 Right.
Yeah. Well, speaking of his concern over things that don't look good, apparently people who are in the know and kind of familiar with Giuliani behind the scenes and Trump's thinking said that the reason Giuliani didn't go like from, you know, being out there and stumping for Trump during the election to being part of his administration right away was because Trump was worried about how much he's drinking. And there's all sorts of sort of behind the scenes things suggesting that Giuliani, like people said that they saw him at a bar before one of his appearances on one of the
like
TV
CNN,
shows.
I think.
Yeah,
right.
On CNN. And he was like, I don't have a recollection of whether I went to the bar before or whether I went after. It's, you know,
he's always leaned back.
Right.
In those interviews.
Yeah,
he's very comfortable.
Yes. So,
well, plus he also says like really crazy stuff too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wild stuff that doesn't, it's almost like each sentence doesn't have any conception of what the other sentences were.
Right. But I guess that getting a drunk person caught in an argument when you have them dead to rights, saying truth isn't truth seems like something that would come out of a person.
Of course.
But truth isn't truth.
And you can't win an argument with a drunk person because they just keep changing the grounds on which you're having the conversation. And that is essentially what it's been like listening to Rudy Giuliani.
And that's why drunken boxing is the deadliest form.
Right,
you know what I mean?
That's right.
It's like, you know, there's how do I nail this person down? You're too wobbly.
Right. It's like trying to nail Jell-O to the wall. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
And we're back. Something we're keeping an eye on here at the Daily Zeitgeist News Lab. At the time of this recording, the Dow has fallen, I think, 400 points to a 14-month low. People are saying NASDAQ has entered a bear market and that we are on track to have the worst December in stock market history since 1931, which I think that was a good year for the economy, right?
Yeah, definitely.
I did really well in my portfolio.
Right. 31? Oh, yeah.
I thought you were going to say it's a good year for bears.
Yes, big year for bears.
Great year for bears.
Yeah, I invested in bears, and it went great.
I had most of my money in the Big Rock Candy Mountain, and it worked out really well for me. Mm-hmm. I don't know what of that means.
Could someone give me an idea of bear market?
Well, the bull market is like a generally optimistic market where everybody's like, there's a lot of sales people, whereas a bear market is like people are hibernating. People are going into less sales. They're generally pessimistic.
You can tell that like men created the finance industry because there's all these agro, like it's the bear market, not the bull market.
Right. Their way of describing like a quiet period of like being nervous about things is like, we're bears.
No, we're bears. I imagine it all in like rhino pill font.
Wait, what's rhino pill font?
You know what rhino pills are?
No.
Oh, okay. So rhino pills, and I can't tell you why I know this, but rhino pills are like they sell them for like truckers at rest stops, and it's to give you a rhino raging erection. If you check out the graphic design for rhino
pills.
Where
did you do your research here on these rhino pills? At the truck stop or online?
I may or may not be dating a former trucker who made me savvy to the rhino pill font, and it's my favorite graphic design, much slept on, I think.
Oh, yeah. It is a very strong font. Yeah. Yes.
Very bear market.
Yes. As we head towards the end of 2018, the USA Today, the number one news source in America.
My favorite.
Hardest hitting. Hardest
the other
of day hitting.
Other daily guys.
Yes. They are announcing that there are 5 products that are going away in 2019 that, you probably love.
Say Christmas cookies. Christmas cookies.
Unfortunately, there are no Christmas cookies.
Can't cancel a genre of food.
Catholic priest. Catholic priest.
Nor an American classic. No, the Catholic Church is not canceling priests, unfortunately. Haagen-Dazs is canceling sweet cream coffee caramel as a flavor, vanilla tangerine shortbread, pomegranate dark chocolate bar, and then this one sounds like somebody is dying or like their brain is misfiring.
This is my favorite one.
Yeah, chocolate dark chocolate almond bar.
That sounds like a code to right? something. It's like a Da Vinci code.
Chocolate dark chocolate chocolate almond dark.
Like a hypnosis code.
Yeah.
I have no attachment to Haagen-Dazs because
I'm good with that.
What I'm not, you know, I'm not wealthy.
Right. Yes.
I'm getting a Haagen-Dazs? No.
What kind of ice cream you eat?
Good riddance. I eat the McDonald's cone.
Nice.
That's always.
That's not ice cream.
That's okay. You know
that's
what?
That's ice cream-like processed food something.
You know what?
That is my favorite too. I love that ice cream.
It's good
it's
ice
delicious.
Cream.
And it's also.
But it's not ice cream.
It's also not calorically dense.
It's true.
Yeah.
Have you guys dipped french fries on your ice cream?
I would eat an ice cream french fry Christmas cookie if someone invented one.
Also, speaking of fast food, there are the Cal Wall calendars from Chick-fil-A. Is anybody familiar with
this? Oh, I didn't know that was a product, but now I miss it.
Yeah, I know. Me too. So much.
Eat more chicken.
The Chevy Volt is going away.
Is it big, small?
I think that was a smallish hybrid or electronic vehicle.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah. Henry Bendel. Anybody familiar with that?
He's a product or a man?
He is a product, a brand that was like, I think I had heard it before. So producer
nice
Anna
socks.
Hosnier was talking about how on Gossip Girl, they talked about Bendel as like one of the only places they would shop because they were so rich.
Oh, it's a store.
Yeah.
It's a store.
Or it's a, yeah.
Oh, so it's probably French.
That's
it's
what
probably
I wanted my
Henri Bendel.
Yes.
Bring your hot.
Why, how did I pronounce it? That's how it sounded in my head when I said it. but
that's what I want in my tombstone. I wanted to say Jorge Cham, he was a man and a product.
Yes. The brand.
I want to only be famous as something that's going away in 2019. You've never heard me before, and now I'm going away.
Going away in 2019. The Connect feature on Apple Music. Do you guys use Apple Music?
What's that?
That's like basically Apple's Spotify.
No, but what's the Connect feature?
The Connect feature is basically the social media. Like, you know how on Spotify you can see, like you can follow an artist and they will like drop have like playlists and shit like that. Apple tried to do that and it didn't work for them.
I still wish that Spotify would stop showing other people what I'm listening to because it's embarrassing and you can't turn it off for more than 6 hours.
Is that true?
Yeah, I have to every morning when I wake up before I listen to Pippin, I have to turn off my public feed.
Wow.
Yeah.
They just automatically revert to turning it back on.
Why are you embarrassed?
Yeah, after 6 hours.
Is that the most embarrassing thing you listen to?
No, I was, I've been in a Pippin hole, but I don't have good taste in music per se. And I would like to keep I need an interior life.
Mm.
you want to pretend that you have good taste in music, but then actually listen to whatever you want?
I'd like to listen to old Broadway songs, but not have that be my personality.
You need like a Russian bot for your Spotify.
All right. So those are the products that are going away. So
R.I.P.
Dark chocolate almond chocolate bar. And then the internet is going crazy over this Rachel McAdams breast pump photograph. I think it was like just an extra taken on a lark by the photographer during a photo shoot because she had to pump between photographs because she had a baby 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's pretty dope picture. She looks like a boss and she has the breast pumps going. She's getting good
she's
milk,
getting
both
good.
Sides.
Well, she's Rachel McAdams.
It's
they can't
low,
show an
low.
Empty bottle.
Right. So you're saying that's fake milk.
I'm Rachel McAdams, breastfeeding truther.
Yes. But somebody was pointing out that it's somewhat of a, like if you want to do a sort of deep political reading of the image. It's
hit it.
Well, so it's cool to empower women and make breast pumping look awesome, but it's also playing into the sort of lean in model where, you know, America doesn't give working women good maternity benefits and women are just expected to respond to that by working harder and under worse conditions. And it's like, yeah, you can pump milk while doing your job. You're like a boss. And it's just, you know, it kind of sucks that America, that's sort of the going way we've decided to deal with.
I would also argue, just from my time at Plabois magazine.
Plabois.
You know, Plabois.
Hugh Hefner's Plabois.
I used to buy that magazine at Henri Bondel.
Yes, there you go.
That there's like been this rise of breastfeeding pictures, which is like incredible in one sense that it's like that there's at least the stigma is lessening for breastfeeding in public and like having spaces where you can do that. But also I think that especially on Instagram, that's the only way you can have your nip out if you're a woman is they like revise their policies this year so that you can have a female nipple in a picture, but only if it's in a maternal context, which is alt-right.
Right.
Like, all right, we got to adapt with the times. How can we get an agenda, an anti-abortion agenda into our feelings on the female nipple?
Yeah.
So I think that has had to do with the rising trend as well. I don't know. I mean, in one way, I, you know, obviously completely support breastfeeding and all photo shoots therein. And the other way, it does feel like, okay, how do we desexualize a female nipple for the internet?
Yeah.
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 And I'm totally mystified by the stigma about breastfeeding. Like, what's the issue? There's nothing gross about it.
Right.
There's boobs. There's milk. Like, both of those things independently are awesome, right? I'm pro boob. I'm pro milk. I've never seen somebody breastfeeding and gone, oh, gross. And I just don't get what's gross about it.
Oh, I've seen other people react to breastfeeding that way.
Yeah.
When someone's trying to.
I have reacted that way when it was that video. It was like a news story about a mom who's breastfeeding her like 7-year-old child. And
that's a different
that
story.
That weirded me out. I was like, oh.
It's like the last emperor.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Very last emperor.
If you're breastfeeding your 7-year-old, maybe do it in private.
Yeah. But she couldn't have been more proud.
Sure.
But yeah, this is, you know, you have to deal with pump rooms, which are not always like, they don't like give you the greatest room in the office usually. It's just
they're
a converted janitor's closet. Go pump your breasts in there.
I'm not going to say where in LA there's a pumping room that doubles as a podcast studio, but it does exist.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's just due to lack of space. But they're like, you can breastfeed here, but sometimes people are airing their takes out here.
Oh, no.
It's wild.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, you can tell me off.
I will tell you off.
Oh, it's here? Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it's our studio.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. All right, that's going to do it for this week's weekly Zeitgeist. Please like and review the show if you like the show. Means the world to Miles. He needs your validation, folks. I hope you're having a great weekend, and I will talk to you Monday. Bye.
Right, gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.